Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, things stuck in orifices and birds exploding. It's coming up in just a second.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores and even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use and you get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Summer is upon us and the sun is blistering. And all of my valuables, they turn up missing. Can't find my lawn chair, can't find my radio, can't find the yard rake, can't find the garden hose, can't find the cans to throw away the trash. Maybe I should cut the grass.
Yeah, maybe.
Fescue growing up higher and higher. Guess I went a little crazy with the fertilizer. Can't find the barbecue, can't find the meat. Can't see the neighbor's house across the street. Couldn't find both hands if I use my ass. Maybe I should cut the grass.
Wait a minute. Yeah.
Should have got it earlier, but I'm allergic. Just too cheap to get a service ticket from the city for a violation. Neighbors think I'm dead or on a long vacation. Well, I got a new shiny riding mower with a three-blade cutter and two cup holders. Where it's gone to is just bewildering. Went to ask my wife and children. Find her purse and keys, but they ain't come back. Maybe I should cut the grass. Got so quiet you can't hear the wind blow. And it's getting real shady around the upstairs windows. The dog just whimpers and won't go outside. And I sit up in my bed all night, listening to the lawn clawing at the glass. Maybe I should have cut the grass. Maybe I should have cut the grass. Maybe I shoulda.
All right, very nice, Haywood.
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
Hello, Tom.
Hello, Chick McGee.
Hello. But right now, we're talking to Christy Lee.
Based on the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database. Of emergency.
The database is a place where all the clocks are melting.
Right.
Sorry.
Heavy, man.
And everyone has pencil thin mustaches.
For those of you who are watching the pit, they apparently make sure that they know exactly what's going on in emergency rooms all over the country. The old consumer products.
I'm going to be in Pittsburgh this week, and I'm going to see if that show is true. I'm just going to wind up in that ER.
Are you?
See what happens. Yeah.
Defector has compiled a list of items that were stuck in people in various orifices.
Oh, all right.
Here we go. Would you want to? Do you want to like name the object, and we have to figure out the orifice?
Well, I can't.
Yes.
I mean, I can't. I have a list of them.
By orifice or by object?
I have a list of objects, but I don't know where they go and what.
Okay.
Particular,
what orifice?
But I do have. I have my own list
of things that you've stuck in.
Oh my God!
No.
Let's start with butts.
Okay, if we start with butts, then we have to go over to here.
That's pretty presumptuous.
Do you want to guess, or do you want to...
No, you can read some.
Action figures.
Action figures stuck in the butt, that's right, and an action figure head stuck in the butt.
I want specific action. I want to know.
He-Man. It doesn't say which one.
Boba Fett.
Fruits and vegetables.
That's not on here. I have
really?
A toilet brush.
That's a toilet brush.
Well, that's not
handle or brush.
It just says toilet brush. I don't know which end. Boy. I hope it was the handle.
It's pretty dirty.
If you're working with the brush, you're serious about
it.
But I would think you could get that out.
Well, yeah, with the handle, sure. Oh, these are stuck.
These are stuck.
All right.
Well,
stuck?
Maybe the vacuum was too much and you couldn't pull it out.
Yeah,
broke off.
That. Plastic toy fish.
Huh. Sent like in. One of those singing ones that you put on the wall or just a regular
Bash.
One? Yeah.
Yeah, Billy Butt.
Oh, not Billy Ass?
Oh, very good. I chose to grow the more gentlemanly way.
Yeah, that's what you
The emergency room visit. This was said by a patient. I was sent in by my wife for a possible 16-ounce glass bottle in rectum.
Oh, boy.
Man, you got to be careful of where you sit with that.
16-ounce bottle?
I mean, I love Mexican Coke, but not that much.
Whoa.
Boy.
Piece of a lamp?
A piece of a lamp.
Well,
take another piece of my lamp now, baby.
Oh man, you hope it wasn't the bulb.
Well, no, we had a picture
of
that.
That would be a whole different
thing. Yeah. It'd be funny if it was a little string and then you pulled it and then it turned the light on the guy.
Oh yes,
yeah.
What about a ratchet wrench?
Yeah, I tried that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Now, would you go metric or?
Patient entered the ER complaining of rectal pain, admitted to inserting sex toys 6 months prior.
That's right. You know I admit it.
Yeah.
Do you think it'd been up there for 6 months?
Yeah, well, the batteries ran out.
That would...
Might as well get this
thing. Why wouldn't that kill
change
you?
Change the battery.
How would you... Would things pass by?
I don't know.
Yes. Oh, how did they quit?
Yeah, I don't
so
know.
So in the rectum, you're right, I think. Things would just pass by.
It's like a highway, and you have a bypass.
Right.
Your body just does that automatically.
So he's down to one lane, if you will.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Boy, that's something.
Isn't that something?
Patient said vibrator egg and not sure if it was passed in stool.
I don't know if I grabbed this thing out, Doc, or not.
You need to look up there and
will
see.
You go see, please.
Will you take a look?
This is your fourth visit here this week. I don't think you're here for this.
You're not here for the procedure, are you? Yeah.
What about a vegetable peeler?
Whoa! That's handle for sure.
Whoa!
That's gonna hurt coming.
That's got to be handle.
Holy man, heck. A fist-sized water balloon.
Well, hang on a second. Let's see what orifice we're talking about.
So is the water still in it?
It says water balloon. I would assume the water would be in it.
That can't be easy to cram into your butt. A water balloon
without it bursting.
It'll either burst.
Don't
or...
take a look at the orifice. Well, it's anus.
I wonder if you probably have to use a plunging device, like you're loading a Revolutionary War era gun,
like a tamper.
A tamper, yeah.
A tamper and a musket
for a blunderbuss.
These are all still in the rectum. A fishing pole.
Oh no!
It's got to be like a pocket fisherman.
Tiny.
It can't be the whole
spinning reel or bait cast.
Lord,
trouble hook.
A crochet needle.
Oh,
I can see that. That one at least kind of makes sense because it's the right shape. It's conical. I mean, this is all nonsense.
No, I know what you mean.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, though, it makes sense after what we've already heard.
Yes,
this
that's
seems
reasonable.
Reasonable. Yeah.
ice cream cone.
What?
Well, that would... I'd go waffle cone because it tapers.
Yeah, that's probably one of those...
wouldn't it get crushed?
Plastic ice cream cones. I can't imagine it's...
Plastic? You mean like a kid's toy? Like a kid's toy.
Not a real cone.
Yeah, because it would just melt and dissolve, wouldn't it?
If we don't know if there's ice cream in it.
Yeah.
That would be the waffle cone. Quite a treat.
That'd be quite a feeling. Hey, wait a minute. It's Neapolitan. Don't put it in strawberry first.
Oh, did you use the chocolate dipped waffle cone?
No, I didn't.
Two poker chips because of a bet.
Oh. Yeah.
But you can't put
win or lose.
Hey, check this out. All in.
Yeah, yeah. Like hell I won't.
Don't splash the pot.
Yeah, that's the guy that made that bet is the guy that in the at the end of the joke that goes, if you can't find me, I'll be hiding behind the couch.
Yeah, yeah.
He wanted it.
This is a good one. Patient came in saying he was playing with a container of athlete's foot spray and accidentally it ended up in his rectum.
That's so funny.
Foot spray and it ended up my ass.
Boy.
Saying that.
Well, I see the problem here, sir. You've got tenactin jammed in your ass. Bond.
Here's Gold another bond. One. Patient said he had a few beers, placed a long wax candle into his rectum, lost balance, fell onto a couch, and lost hold of the candle.
Don't you just light it and wait?
Isn't there something called candling, Tom, for your ear?
For your ear,
or like
yeah.
an ear infection yeah. or something? Uh-huh. You're supposed to. Yeah. That helps. I guess.
I don't know. That doesn't sound.
Apparently, that takes away the good earwax. You got earwax in there that you need for equilibrium.
Mm. Ugh. Okay, one more billiard ball.
Whoa!
What number?
Rectum.
No. Number of the ball.
Yeah, you don't want to go. You don't want to go with the eight ball.
Rectum in the eighth in the side pocket.
I don't think you heard my question correctly.
You are not paying attention.
What number? Rectum.
Has anybody seen the cue ball?
Rectum.
I've got it.
Well, I
assume you're breaking.
No, it's a scratch now.
Yeah. Not breaking, really more tearing.
Well, the ball got stuck and he couldn't get it out. He had to put four more quarters in just to get the ball out.
Talk about eight ball center pocket, huh? That's right. The butthole.
Oh, no.
You gotta call it before I hit
and
the
you gotta call it.
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
You gotta call it or it doesn't.
Eight ball corner pocket.
Wait a second. You know we forgot to do.
What?
Well, we forgot to do today in history again.
Well, I'm not done with things stuck in places.
Tough.
Well, we're gonna come back to things stuck in places because it's time now to check in with Ace Cosby. Ace is back, and Ace, I know you're not in full voice yet, but let's give it a shot.
Here you go. With a deep voice. Ace Cosby, here he is with his joke of the day.
Hey, Willie.
Hey, Ace.
Been traveling a lot.
Yeah.
What state is known for their tiny soft drinks?
Oh, man. What state would be known for their tiny soft drinks? I can't think.
Minnesota.
There it is. Yeah.
How did I not know that?
Why do I hear laughing?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you
like more
much.
Than a couple people.
He didn't like Minnesota.
I liked it when I first heard it in 1967.
Delivery.
Now, we have more things. Are we strictly stuck in the rectum or
We're done with the rectum. This is the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room visits. They've compiled these things that were stuck in orifices.
But once you've talked to rectums, where else?
Yeah, nose isn't as interesting.
Where are we going?
What about vagina?
Okay. We take it back. Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot about that one.
Go ahead, Chris.
Of course you did. Okay. Woman came in, said she was holding a...
You know what? We need a drum roll for this or something. This is exciting.
She was holding a pen near her vagina when the cap dislodged and stuck inside.
Of course.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's what she said.
See, here's... I wasn't jamming it in there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It just went in.
Other things found inside a woman, two pencil sharpeners.
What?
Oh, that is...
The crank pencil sharpener? What?
Probably the handheld.
Yeah,
I'm
it can't
hoping.
Be the ones you affix to the wall.
I
That'd
hope
be...
Not.
Oh, my God.
Honey, will you want to come over here and crank this for me?
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
With your pencil.
I'd rather not, Aunt Linda.
Now, remember, you can't tell your mom and dad.
Got real dark.
What?
A drinking cup.
Just say a cup.
Really?
Right?
As opposed to an athletic cup?
I guess.
Was it like one of the souvenir cups that you get at the movies?
Was it like one of those that expands and goes down like this?
Yeah, yeah,
it
could be fun.
Yeah, it could be. Cup?
The Dune cup with a big worm coming out of it?
I like to think of Red Solo.
Yeah. A golf ball.
If you're going to masturbate with something, it should be solo, right?
A golf ball.
A golf ball. Better than a billiard ball, I'll tell you that.
I didn't play with a Titleist today.
Yeah. Hitting from the ladies' B-T-T. There was a joke there that yep. What was the thing of letters I effed it up?
A woman came in and said a flashlight was placed in her vagina by a patient at home. Oh, wait a minute. Flashlight was placed in the vagina by patient while she was at home, but had no intention of it becoming stuck.
Well, you rarely do, right?
Not usually.
In England, they call that a vagina torch.
Absolutely.
They have different words.
Some of these things I don't get, but a drumstick?
Well. What are we talking about?
Probably not the food kind. Probably the kind you play the drums with.
It's either a turkey leg, an ice cream cone, or a
What's a drumstick going to do? It's like the size of a...
I thought drumsticks were actually huge when you look at them. Really girthy, really nice and big.
I think a drumstick is real big.
A nail polish bottle. A camera lens cap.
That's weird.
I left the lens on the camera.
Honey, I'm sorry.
Lens cap.
Soap is popular. Unscented soap bar, perfumed soap bar.
Wouldn't that sting?
Soap dispenser.
Well, if you does have it sting if soap gets in there?
If you have a lesion.
No, if you. I
really?
Put a,
I just assume it's a.
You know that soap song? Up there.
Smoke gets in your.
Go ahead, Chris. Don't panic.
Spatula.
A pancake turner? Really?
And somehow a woman lost a screw and a coin in her vagina. I don't know how that is possible.
A screw and a coin? What is she using it as a junk drawer?
Thank you. The
Phillips or a flathead?
It's always the way. I can always find the one you don't need. This is a flathead.
All right, I'm going to make you squirm now because this is going to go inside your peen.
Oh.
Oh, hey.
We're saving this for last.
And what is this called, Josh?
Sounding.
Sounding. Yes. Putting stuff up there. Yeah.
Cell phone charger and 14-inch cord.
Oh.
Huh?
Yeah.
I can't even put a lace through a pair of sweatpants. Let alone. How long?
14-inch cord is what it says here.
Holy heck.
Once the cord is in, I can see it going easily down. It's just the charger.
Well, how would you move it down into?
I don't know.
You have to squeeze, I guess?
This is awful.
The cord's a popular one. We have a USB cord. We have the cell phone charger cord. We also have, this is the quote, ceiling fan chain in his penis hole states it has been there since his shower at 9 last night.
His shower.
What I like to do, I call it the super shower. And I get in there and I get the chain from my ceiling fan.
Boy.
Man.
You might think this is weird.
No. But, so you had to climb up on a ladder.
Yeah. Yes.
Remove the fan. Remove the chain.
And for some reason, as he's doing this, I see him whistling.
Yeah sure.
If I pull it once, it goes real fast. Pull it twice, it goes twice as fast.
That's a car key.
A car key?
Car key.
Start me up.
In the hole of your penis?
Yeah. Boy, that's old school. I have a penis push button now.
Well, Chick's got a remote in his phone.
You can get it
going. I just shoved my phone in there.
Well, thank you, Christy.
Okay.
What's happening?
And authorities in California are investigating reports of birds mysteriously, quote unquote, exploding in the Bay Area.
Is it because of Randy Johnson throwing pitches?
Oh. He's just out there on his deck.
If you haven't seen that, do yourself a favor. Spend some time. It's an amazing video.
According to ABC News, residents of the Richmond neighborhood claim they have found multiple dead birds in the area. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife Health Lab said the birds' injuries were consistent with trauma from a pellet gun, BB gun, or a slingshot.
Oh, somebody is out there just kids.
It was initially believed the birds were being electrocuted on power lines.
They have slingshots that can cause some damage.
Mm.
They shoot these ball bearings.
Oh, I've seen them.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Are you serious?
Hell.
Yeah, they're
deadly.
Really good.
Oh, that's so deadly. Sad.
I think the suspect, the way to find this, find someone who spent a lot of money at a car wash on a consistent basis.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have motive.
Yeah.
You're done. Like, hey.
We got one of them right here.
As I understand it, it's not the bird's fault. They can't control their bowels. They just go.
Blake, when was the last time you tried to potty train a bird?
Just go.
You
know those living
very hard.
That is interesting.
You know those performance art
bells?
Yeah. Yeah. Those performance art guys that are living statues?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
How hard do they commit to the bit? If a pigeon lands on them.
Oh, man.
Right? Will they falter? Or just let it crack?
I don't know.
If you were to just sit next to one of those guys, would they ever leave? Do they ever have to pack up? Do they wait till no one's on the corner and then they can go hide, take the makeup off?
I've never seen one transition. I don't know.
Yeah.
I get those really creep me out.
I'm
not surprised.
I'm not surprised by that. Yeah. The silver guy,
the glitter guy. Yeah, they can't break. They can't break.
And there's a gold guy, I think.
Do you think it's a rookie mistake to be a standing statue? Where eventually some old timer who's done it for 20 years goes, hey, you really want to find a bench.
Get your knees out here.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Action. Next Roll is a groundbreaking podcast created and executive produced by Vernon Davis.
This is where we talk about reinvention.
The series explores the transformative journeys of athletes, artists, comedians, and entrepreneurs.
They don't just stop here. They just keep going.
Next Roll isn't about what's next. It's about why they do it, how they overcome fear, and the resilience it takes to keep evolving at the highest level.
That's what it's all about. Stay tuned.
Next Roll with Vernon Davis. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.